This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, changing the names of all the big three teams in town. Astros, Texans, Rockets. We're changing the names coming up at 12:35 because the Indians are the... Am I going to get...
There you go. Send your email. Come on, man.
I'm Cherokee.
Doing that, man.
I'm Cherokee. I can say it.
Management at sportsradio610.com.
I'm Cherokee. I can say it.
I don't know if that's even a real email.
Right? I can say it.
You're Native American. You can call them Native Americans.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of those interesting
You should
discussions.
Be offended more than anybody.
It's one of those interesting discussions. It's one of those interesting discussions. These are my people. I can say the I word. Or can I? I don't know. We're canceling the Astros, we're canceling the Rockets, and we're canceling the Texans at 12:35. Send in your name suggestions. What are the new names going to be? Lovie Smith, first year as head coach of your Houston Texans. It was an interesting path, I will say, to him becoming the head coach. Since the press conference and since everything has gone on, it does seem like the right fit. Sometimes you luck into things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
backed
you
right into it.
Sometimes you just back into stuff, and it seems like they may have, with where they are right now, backed into the right guy in Lovie Smith. Let's hear from the man himself. Texans on the practice field. Here's the head coach of Houston Texans, Lovie Smith, holding court with the local media types.
Season work is just invaluable on what we can get done out here. You know, for the most part, we have most of our football team here, which has been the case throughout the offseason for these voluntary workouts. But everything we've been doing, phase one, phase two, has been leading up to our NFL version of spring ball, these OTAs. As you can see, it's one thing to go through a lot of drills, but once you start getting, you know, offense versus defense, decisions have to be made. And we have good competition throughout at a lot of positions, so this work, just love it as much as anything. So you get a chance to see the initial group that we put out there, but don't put too much into who's getting reps right now, who isn't. We don't have first, second, third teams right now. We can't have a starting rotation. And as much as anything, we want everybody to have an opportunity to show us who they are. Take your question.
What's the plans right now for Derek Stingley?
To get him better each day. You know, coming in, we know he's coming off of a major injury. So for Derek and some of our other players, you can see we have quite a few guys that are out right now. Some are getting no reps. Some are getting a limited amount of reps, which we're doing with Derek and Kenyon and a few other players.
The same thing for John Mitchell.
Yeah, same thing for John. Again, as you look, the guys that aren't getting any reps, they have something going on. And if a guy's getting a few reps, we're kind of easing them back into full competition. Yes, last season. Yes, if there's a freshman, see, I go back to my college days quite a bit. If there's a rookie, you know, he's not out there doing anything. He has something maybe minor as much as anything. We don't have many guys that are completely. Jonathan Grenard and a few of our other players, Eric Murray, you see some of the guys had off-season surgeries, and you probably won't see them until training camp. But they're all, everybody's right on schedule, being able to do something.
You mentioned these were voluntary. Is this a situation where you would like to see Malik Collins and Landon Council around?
Big Sandy, voluntary is voluntary. You can show up if you like. You don't have to. I kind of go on that in the end. Yeah, I'd like for, guys to be up here all day, staying with the coaches and put in as many hours as we like, but they have some options. And rules are in place. We follow the rules, and it's no more than that. Every player that's not here right now, I've communicated it with them, and I'm okay with that. Eventually, we'll have everybody here. There's one thing that's mandatory in all season, and I expect everyone would be there unless, we've come to an agreement and have something that I want them to take care of, too.
Lovie Smith live from Texans practice earlier today here on Sports Radio 610.
Two.
Lovie, what does that say about the group that you looks like you've got about 95% of the players here?
No one was satisfied with what happened last year. How do you get better? Come to work. Every time you have an opportunity to get better, you show up. Some more than others. It's not like we're going to make, Brandon Cook's not going to get every snap. We have some of our veteran players that I'm going to take some of their reps off a little bit. But when you have as much competition as we have, you don't have to tell guys to show up. They want every opportunity they can to show us who they are. Brandon is one of our best players. He produces. He's also one of our best leaders. He does it the right way. Practice is hard. Represented our organization on and off the field the way you want him to. So it says a lot. Doesn't surprise me. That's who he's been all of his life. He's that guy that I lean on quite a bit and the rest of our team does. And not running away from the question, but it is just individual improvement. Up until this stage, it's just been a lot of technique work. But there are so many things that you can learn. One of the main things is just teaching them. Last year, COVID year, we didn't have a chance to just go into all of the details. So you have a chance to do all of that right now. But individual improvement will touch on everything, a lot of the things that we're going to do, not everything. I'm talking about offense, defense, special team, maybe a few things, little tweak that we're going to make. You have a chance to look at that a little bit in all season also. Well, I Davis has been, every day we've opened up the building, he's been in here. He's our quarterback. When you're a leader, you got to be visible. It's been documented on what I think of Davis. I think he's going to be an excellent quarterback in the NFL for a lot of years. But it's about this year. Having a year, he and Pep Hamilton get on the same page with our offense and him being in a role from the start, that's different also. But that's what you do. You have a chance for him to establish himself as one of our primary leaders each day. We added him to our mix because, he has excellent speed. He plays hard every down. And we're always looking for defensive linemen that can rush the passer. Everything I've seen from him, he's exactly who we wanted and thought he would be. And local flavor and all bad.
Lovie, when you look at the consistency, this day, it feels like there's a bit more urgency on the defensive side. Is that just because of the familiarity and the returning staff?
So that. I don't know, in my limited background, they're saying there wasn't urgency last year. That's not what you're saying, are you?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm just messing with you a little bit here. I hope there is. We didn't play as well. No position played as well as we need to. So that urgency to get it better, to correct some things, and I think just knowing, too. We brought back a lot of guys. The core of our group, was brought back this year, setting that tone. There is a sense of urgency for us to get it right and be ready to go. Before you know it, we're going to be talking, sitting there, I'm going to be talking to you, and, the Colts are coming into town.
Do you get a sense that this is a more veteran group than last year? Do you see, the older kid? What does that bring to this kind of team in that way?
I've just never been around a good team that didn't have great veteran leadership. older guys that know how to do it, to do it a certain way each play for the young players coming in. You know, coaches, we're hitting them every second. You know, and you can pretty much, it's not a whole lot of rookie restrictions, but for our, you know, of course they have those veterans there, kind of show them the way. It means a lot.
AJ,
another veteran presence that's done it at a high level. And for him, comfort in his offensive line coach also being here. But everything I've seen from him, another pro. Every day we've opened up the building since he's been with us, he's been in the building. That says an awful lot.
When you look at a guy like MJ Stewart, who's played multiple positions,
all right, we're good on that. MJ Stewart question, we can stop that. Lovie Smith live at Texans practice here on In the Loop Sports Radio. What, did you want to hear what he had to say about MJ Stewart?
Nah, we on the same page.
Let's hear it. Let's hear what he had to say about MJ Stewart. So, good question,
Cole.
Just
for your veteranship and the defense back, also to have Al Jalen as he kind of progresses in
For MJ, first off, he can do an awful lot. We brought him here, yes, what he'll be able to do in the secondary, but we put a big emphasis on special teams, and he's a core.
There
he will be a core special teams player for us.
Okay, core.
So that's important.
Core.
You know, I think every year I've been in NFL, we have gone to our fifth safety, some kind of way to play. So you need a lot. And Jalen, I assume you're talking, we got a few Jalens. Petrie is who you're talking about. He's a sponge. He's picking up quickly. Very bright, athletic, all those things, but he needs reps. All season work helps those guys so much. And that local flavor is good also.
Yeah, we're good. We don't need Aaron.
When MJ Stewart moves on, you think they're going to have a tribute video?
I have no idea. Maybe. I mean, if the bar is Miles Straw, maybe.
Yeah,
quite honestly. Lovie Smith live from practice here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. John McClain was out there earlier today, and speaking of John McClain, there's an awesome event going to the Improv. I'm very happy that the Improv is up and running. They got some good acts in the near future. Little D-Ray Davis, little Damon Wayans, and the Toast of John McClain. There's going to be special guests Dan Pastorini, Gary Kubiak, Mean Joe Green, Robert Brazil. A lot of guys are going to be in attendance, and there's only a few pairs of tickets that I'm trying to get people there.
John Lopez.
Trying to get people there. There are only a few pairs of tickets left. It's going to be June 15th at 7 p.m. The tables are
running out
to where, yes, yeah. You can get a full table or whatever, but there's only a few pairs left. It's a fun event. You're going to be in an intimate setting with all these great guys. So it's actually one of the more prestigious events that they have at the Improv, and we're going to be a part of it, and we want you to be as well. So Wednesday, June 15th, if you want to get your tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com or go to ImprovHouston.com, and we hope to see you there. A toast to the General John McClain with a lot of Hall of Famers and legends right there. It's going to be fun.
And they all have John McClain stories, including some that you haven't heard on air because it's more for a comedy store.
So get out there, get on Improv Houston. It's a very exclusive event. You got a chance to attend with your friends at Sports Radio 610, June 15th, 7 p.m. Go to ImprovHouston.com or go to Ticketmaster.com, and we really, really want to see you there. I miss going to the Improv. Very happy that we will be back in the middle of June next month. Coming up, the best battle that we've had around here in a long, long time. Busby versus Harden. Deshaun Watson's attorney goes really in-depth on what it's been like battling Tony Busby. You do not want to miss this next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buckeye football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here. And the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Rusty Harden versus Tony Busby. Rusty Harden, he was talking about the back and forth between he and Tony Busby. And I don't know whether this is revisionist history or if Rusty Harden is just the smartest SOB this side of the Mississippi. This was him on the Between the Lines podcast talking about what it's been like going toe-to-toe with the attorney for the 22 accusers of Deshaun Watson, Tony Busby.
I have responded to Busby some, the lawyer for the plaintiffs, but as a whole, I've tried to not do that, not because I was afraid of imperiling our legal position, which is why you don't do it sometimes. Because I was a prosecutor for over 15 years, I remember very much how I detested plaintiff's lawyers for my complainants in the criminal cases out there talking all the time on the media and spinning things. I took the position, we're going to take a big hit with the public. And by the way, because of social media, I strongly believe there's some cases you can never get out front of, and you're just going to have to buckle down and try to respond to them in the judicial system. But regardless of that, first of all, I wanted a criminal investigation. If you go back and look at how he started the civil cases, they were all anonymous. We didn't even know who the names of the people were for a month, and he wouldn't give it to us informally or any other way. So we didn't know who they were. But once we knew who everybody was, my position was I wanted them to file a criminal complaint.
Okay.
That was great. And he's right. It checks out, as they say.
Now, interesting, though, and when we heard about Deshaun Watson and the criminal complaints, Rusty Harden claimed that he was actually high-fiving in his office. This is more from Rusty Harden. Really, a couple of days, this came out yesterday, a couple of days before Deshaun Watson going to be featured on HBO.
There were times, criminal investigations still hanging on, and Jesus, did I drop my client in the grease because of my belief he wasn't guilty? I encouraged, sort of taunted, pushed to where finally Busby, he was starting to get so much heat from the media, he gave in, and eight of his plaintiffs made criminal complaints. And that was a high-five moment. Imagine how screwed up this whole thing is, that I'm high-fiving in my office, and I have finally gotten some of his people to file criminal complaints. And the reason I wanted that is I believe so strongly that Deshaun was not guilty of a crime. I wanted trained investigators out there looking into it because I knew the public was never going to believe me. They weren't going to believe his lawyers that he didn't do anything. That's always the case. I wanted trained investigators to look at it because I believed if they did, that he would be no-billed. He would not be charged with felony or misdemeanor. But that's a huge gamble. But they did it. And so I fully cooperated with the grand jury and with the DA's office. And from the beginning, we reached out to the police and the district attorney's office all the way back in April last year and said, once he filed the criminal complaints, we're going to fully cooperate with you. We're going to give you everything we have.
All right.
Now, the previous was legit good stuff we've heard before. This was great. This was great from Rusty Harden, simply because we hadn't heard any of that before. A high five moment. I was taunting him. We knew that he wanted them to file criminal complaints, but to that point, we still have to couch his comments though, because he's Deshaun's attorney, and there's always a way to spin it depending on who you're representing. But that was a really great insight on I wanted to play Tony Busby on this so we could get the no bill on the grand jury stuff, which helps his civil cases, which by extension helps his NFL suspension.
I do wonder what it's like trying a case like this with all of the factors. And Rusty Harden went in depth on it, talking about media mouthpieces and all that type of stuff. This is Rusty Harden talking about, and I don't know who he's calling out. I don't know who the mouthpieces are that he's speaking of, but he's calling out somebody. The difficulty of facing Tony Busby and the help that Tony Busby has with his, quote, media mouthpieces.
Busby would call the media, their mouthpieces in the media that just print whatever he says, regardless of whether it's true. They don't even look into it. But my eye was on criminal. I believed that if the prosecuting and authorities reached the same conclusion I had, that there was no criminal conduct, and so found, that then teams would be willing to trade for him in spite of the pendency of the 22 lawsuit. And that's what happened. As soon as the no bills happened, and if everybody wants to listen to the tripe that keeps getting put out, there's nothing I can do about that. Our audience were the teams. And I'm not involved in negotiating. I want it real clear. This wonderful contract that he got from the Cleveland Browns was done by his agents and Deshaun. I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone thought he'd have anything to do with that. I didn't at one point. I didn't hear anyone say, oh, Rusty Harden got him that contract.
How about that?
With the Cleveland
Good
Browns.
Good job, Rusty.
Yeah, I didn't think that. I thought that was all David Mulligetta from the very beginning. Something that has come out, and this is where it gets kind of interesting. The leaked deposition of Ashley Solis. Ashley Solis, the deposition was, I guess, leaked by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it claimed that Deshaun Watson had acknowledged that she had cried and she had left 5 minutes early in the massage. This is Rusty Harden going in-depth on the recent leaked deposition of Ashley Solis. And he's actually throwing the challenge flag on it.
With the depositions going on, and there was obviously some testimony from the deposition, I believe it was leaked about.
By the way, inaccurately, Busby wasn't even at that deposition. Actually, what he did was there's a USA reporter that had been truly whatever Busby says he prints. And he printed an article saying a certain thing about Deshaun, what he said in his deposition. And it's not true. He didn't say it in his deposition. He didn't leak the deposition. He called up and verbally told a reporter his version of what was said, and that reporter reported it accurately, I'm sure, as to what Busby said, but totally inaccurate as to conduct. That's not what he said, but yes.
So it's a game of deposition telephone where Busby claims to have heard something and the deposition tells the reporter, and then the reporter prints it, and then people...
Yeah, doesn't even point out the reporter. He wasn't even at the deposition.
This is where you get a little bit weird lawyery, because Tony Busby's firm was there. Tony Busby's firm did the deposition. Tony Busby might not have been physically there. Rusty doesn't go to all of them, you know? So this is kind of like, well, he wasn't even there. Well, he was, because it's his firm, and I guess he's got to believe what his firm attorneys are telling him, just like Rusty would. So that's a little bit, this is where you kind of like, you know, fancy language makes it sound one way.
I'm kind of anticipating that Watson's camp, legal camp, because you got to separate the extra camp, the Quincy Avery and the Brian Burney from the legal camp. I feel like there's like a sense that maybe this HBO thing is going to be a little bit more explosive than even we can envision, because I don't know which accuser is going to speak, but the way that they talk about the Ashley Solis credibility testimony, et cetera, there's like 3 minutes of Rusty Harden talking about that in the Between the Lines podcast. Strong recommendation to go check this out. But I get a sense that maybe Ashley Solis is going to be one of the people talking, because they're going kind of on, I don't want to call it attack. They're defending the name of someone who's being accused of some terrible things. But it does seem like they have at least a sense of what's going to be said tonight on HBO.
One of them is definitely Ashley Solis.
You know that for sure?
I have seen that, yes.
Okay.
I don't know the other one, but I one of them is definitely her. It doesn't matter. I mean, just for clarity's sake, you know, that would be one, because in the promo picture that they've put out for tonight's interview, it's Soledad O'Brien talking with Ashley Solis.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's definitely one. Now, beyond that, I don't know. I think it's going to be exactly what you said. I think it's going to be pretty strong.
Yeah, and I mean, does that mean anything? Who knows? But Rusty Harden acknowledges that the public opinion, et cetera, is damn near impossible to overcome. So I think this is going to be yet another, I guess, hurdle or just obstacle or whatever he describes it as. Here's more from Rusty Harden talking about battling Tony Busby the last year or so on behalf of Deshaun Watson.
It's difficult. I wouldn't even just say it was because of Busby, but the media bears some responsibility in this, too. I'm probably the most pro-media guy of any lawyer you could find. I don't have a baggage of bad treatment from the media on any kind of personal level. But I have learned that whenever you're dealing with a hot button issue, nobody wants to be associated with challenging the veracity of people in a milieu that frequently reeks of misconduct by others. They just want to apply it to everyone. And social media plays a role because the allegation becomes so pervasive, so immediate. Somebody like Busby, who has absolutely no allegiance to the truth or accuracy, and he's then playing to a media who, because of the subject matter, is not looking behind it, but will print whatever he says, then you've got a recipe for not just disaster, but incredibly unfairness to the person accused. I'm well aware of the horrible circumstances many women find themselves in through being abused or mistreated or so by men. But the problem is, I'm also aware of people who are sometimes falsely accused. And the media has been unwilling to look and see which category the accused falls in. Mr. Busby, he's not questioned either. He's not looked at. He's not talked about, except they just repeat what he says. Do you get down in the ditch with him? And every time he rolls around in the dirt, you respond? Or do you just have to periodically try to set the record straight, recognizing it's not going to change the needle, but there's certain things you're going to have to come out
with? I don't disagree with anything he said there, honestly.
No. It is interesting. He says they just repeat what he says. Do we know any reporters like that? Brent Schrotenbohr from USA Today.
Who?
Brent Schrotenbohr.
Who?
Brent Schrotenbohr.
Okay. What does he do?
I'm not saying he is or isn't that alleged mouthpiece, according to Rusty Harden. Keep in mind, I'm sure Brent and Tony Busby will have a different angle to that story. But these are his last five stories. Headlines. Deshaun Watson testified about a massage that ended with a woman crying. Deshaun Watson set for more depositions with no end in sight. Deshaun Watson could be forced to return to Houston to give testimony. Deshaun Watson attorney seeks medical records of women who are suing him. Deshaun Watson's new job creates scheduling conflict with lawsuits. So that's a lot of Deshaun Watson stories from one fella, old Brent Schrotenbohr.
So you're saying he's the mouthpiece?
I didn't say that.
Breaking news. John
Lopez says Brent. I said we don't know.
Lopez says Brent is the mouthpiece.
I wonder if he knows her.
There you go. When we go around the NFL, Rusty Harden actually went in-depth on a trade that the Texans had agreed to involving Deshaun Watson. That was the most interesting thing that I heard. We'll hear that at 1 o'clock. But coming up next, the Astros, Rockets, and Texans have been canceled in an imaginary world. Let's find out what the new names will be. We'll cuss and discuss next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right. Astros lost to the Guardians yesterday, formerly known as the Indians. Indians was canceled. And now when you watch the team from Cleveland play baseball against the Astros, the I word is no longer appropriate.
Nope.
In the spirit of that, let's pretend that the names of the Astros, Texans, Rockets, they've been canceled, and we got to rename them. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. I threw this out there on the Sports Radio 610 Loopholes Facebook page, 610 Loopholes official page. Request to get in if you want. No politics or anything like that. We just have fun and talk about stuff going on in the show and in Houston sports, but I threw this out there. There are a lot of suggestions. Some of them I can't read. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you people. But let's pretend that the Astros get canceled. It has the word ass in it.
Canceled. Gotta cancel
it's
it.
Offensive.
Absolutely.
You can't be talking about ass. This
is that spelled now A-S-S-T-R-O-S?
So the Astros are canceled.
Yep.
My suggestion is the Whoobies.
Which is horrible.
They're the blankie. They're the comfort of town.
It's the worst of the worst. I can't imagine a worse nickname.
What are you going to do? Go space guy?
Maybe.
The Whoobies is my suggestion.
The Houston Whoobies.
The Whoobies.
Half the city's going to say, well, I call it Blinkies.
That's fine.
Or Blankies.
It's fine. We can have the Blinky Edition jerseys.
And I got to tell you, I respect you. That sucks. Like, that sucks hard. That's bad. The Whoobies.
Whoobies.
I got it for you. Now look, it can't be Colt 45s. If Astros is canceled, you know Colt 45s is going to be canceled. So I'm going to go with Apollos, as in Apollo 13, Apollo 11, first man on the moon. Let's go. That's good. That's good. Figure, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with the Houston Slow Tippers.
Wait, what?
The Houston Slow Tippers. We tip slow in Houston, man.
Landry, you're off the hook. What is wrong with
you people? Tippers.
The slow tippers.
Mm-hmm. We slipped. We sip or we tip slow in Houston.
Man, you know what I'm doing right now? I'm Googling slow tipping. I try to stay on top of these things.
Man, I've never been more disappointed. Do you know what it is? Because right
I don't.
Now.
I'm just being honest.
Slow tipping.
Yeah. What is it? The condition someone is in when they are taking a long time to do a simple task. Is that what it is? Pretty much?
We take it slow in Houston.
All right.
Maybe not on your side, but we take it slow, man. We sip slow. We take it slow.
Jeez. You're off the hook.
Yeah.
Big time.
You're
off the hook.
Goodness gracious. You are too. Apollo doesn't sound
Apollo's
so bad
now. Is like.
Slow Apollo tipping. Is basic.
What?
That's basic.
It's the Apollos.
Slow tip.
Yeah.
Still surprised. The slow tip. Think Tank Dank said the Ghetto Boys. Not really a big fan of that. Trey Looney on the Facebook page, the Space City Gangsters.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that one.
DP Lou says the Houston baseball team.
I don't know about that.
Houston mission accomplished.
The Houston chopped and screwed.
Come on. What are we doing? Slow tippers. Figgy, what?
You got Whoopi, man. Get your ass out of here.
This is true. This is true.
Want me to play some baby music, too?
Yeah. Whoopi's better than Slow Tippers.
Yeah. His walk-up song.
I'm trying to keep it H-Town.
Exactly. His walk-up song can be the theme from Barney.
Good song. Very nice, Jim. Someone says, how about the Houston Bangers?
Because it's banging.
Houston Riggers. Know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Banger Bros.
Well, I don't know about that. Not sure about that one.
All right, so let's go to the Rockets. Okay. Rockets got canceled.
I got you on this one.
Not sure why the Rockets would get canceled. Give the Rockets a new name.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Now, a lot of people don't know that the Rockets' nickname.
When he sets it up like this, you know something bad's coming.
No. A lot of people don't know that the Rockets' nickname is actually a San Diego born nickname. They were the San Diego Rockets.
Okay.
And they just happened to have a name that could coincide with Houston's space industry. But they were the San Diego
Nobody's Rockets talking about guys.
For like 4 years, and then they moved to Houston. So I want something that's Houston. Like old, traditional Houston.
This is always dangerous.
As in General Sam Houston's Texian Army. And
John,
the Battle of San Jacinto.
We're talking about canceling, and you're bringing up Sam Houston.
Yeah, and the general, and the it's called the Battle of San Jacinto. Thank you very much, Texas Freedom. I'm going to call them the Rebels. But we have to use
okay.
Oh, but no.
Are we going to have the Confederate flag edition uniforms too?
Not those Rebels. The good Rebels. How about the Houston? No, it's the Rockets. The good Rebels, the Texian Army, you know. Remember the Alamo and all that good stuff?
Figgy.
Not those Rebels. What about you?
The Houston Traffic.
Okay, that's actually not bad.
The Houston Traffic.
That's actually not bad. Yeah. The traffic jams. Whenever you get a dunk.
Yeah, when they jam, whenever it's like a traffic jam.
It's a traffic jam.
Ackerman will be going, traffic jam!
Yeah,
Jalen Green!
That's actually not bad. We're not proud of our traffic, but that's actually not bad.
What do you got, Figgy? The Houston 4-4s?
I was going to say the Houston Screws.
Yeah, I like Chopped and Screwed. That might be better. The Houston Screws. I like that. All right, you guys redeemed yourself a little bit.
832 on the text line, the Houston Rock Tips. I know about that. The 281 says you guys are horrible at naming teams. Then give us your suggestions, please. We would love to read them on the air. Spacewalkers is thrown out there. I want to get away from the space thing for a little bit. I'm not big on that. Let's go with the Texans. This is where it gets interesting.
I have another thought occurred to me on the Texans.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you what I think.
Don't say Oilers.
No. Even better. The Roughnecks. That way you can
Yes!
By the way, the logo from the XFL Roughnecks was out of this world. People had the Derek hammers and the Derek, you know, on their heads. It'd be a real bleep you to Bud Adams and Amy Adams and all that. But I had another thought real quick. Okay, well, first of all, what is yours?
For the Texans?
Yeah. I like Roughnecks.
You really do?
I do. I really do.
This is
kind of an ode to the Oilers, but it's sticking it to Bud Adams.
Kind of like the Houston football team. I just like it. I like the Washington football team. I don't know why they got away from it.
Yeah.
Houston football team. What's
your mascot? I guess your mascot could be anything.
Toro can still be there. What's he got to do with anything?
Yeah, you can.
Being a Texan?
Yeah, you can.
Does Toro look like a Texan?
No, he does not.
Hell no.
He looks like he's from California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Toro has nothing to do with anything. He can stay.
Figgy?
Houston football team.
I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to call them the Houston Vibes because the vibe is really good over there. It's positive. It's the first time it's been positive in so long. So I want to call them the Houston Vibes.
Or maybe
Vibes.
Singular. Vibe. The Houston Vibe.
I'm good with that too.
Yeah, Houston Vibe. Here's my thought. Who's really got the most influence over there at the NRG?
What do you mean?
Like who's the most influential person from ownership down? For ownership down.
Nick?
Get out of here.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Jack?
So Jack would name the team. They would have this big charade. I got nicknames. I got them.
Oh, no. Easterby's getting to name the team?
Easterby will name the team.
Oh, God.
Because they'll have this big charade of like, hey, fans vote. But really, they already know what they're going to name the team. That's what happened last time, by the way. The fan vote was most popular for Stallions and Roughnecks, I think. And it ended up being the Texans. No, Bobcats. And then it ended up being the Texans because that's what they really wanted for. So Jack Easterby would rename the team.
Dude.
Right?
Come on.
It would be either the Crusaders, the Knights.
Knights.
With a K. The Deacons or the Warriors. Basically, think of your local private high school. And whatever their nickname is, that's what the Texans would be. I'm not wrong, I don't think.
I don't know.
They could easily be the Crusaders.
I'm tired of him retweeting like true leaders and acting like it's like him taking a lesson on stuff. It annoys the hell out of me. If anyone needs to get rid of social media, it's old Jack Easterby. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
All right. Since we have a lot of bee talk, and I'm pest control, I think there's been a worker bee, a buzz bee, and an Easter bee. So we can name it the Buzzes, or we can name it the Joggernauts, or we can name it Slime Time.
Slime Time.
Slime Season.
Yeah, that kind of ran its course,
didn't it? What was Mike talking about?
The 832 says the high fivers.
I'm a high five guy.
I don't like this Guardians thing at all.
I can tell.
It's ridiculous.
I don't mind them changing their name.
I mean, I understand the Washington football team.
I just don't think they landed well. You know, they didn't land on a good... what were some of the other options for the...
Guardians? I don't know.
For the Guardians.
Like the Washington football team, I don't know what the hell they're up to.
Now, the Guardians, they had some history behind
it. It's a statue, right?
Yeah, so I get it.
It's terrible.
It just come out of nowhere.
You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
It would definitely have to be Jack's Disciples.
The Disciples.
Jack's Disciples, the new name for the Houston Texans.
I kind of like that. I ain't going to lie.
Somebody said the Holy Rollers.
It sounds like a wrestler group.
The Holy Rollers.
All right, without being canceled, though,
If you could name it anything?
If you could rename, if you, you can either keep it the same or you can change it. Which of the teams in town would you change?
Probably Texans. And that's not a bias against
the way that things have gone.
Yeah, the way things have gone. I mean, I've always been kind of lukewarm. It's grown on me, obviously. Lukewarm on Texans just in general. I mean, I just think you could be so much more creative and do so much more with. Back in the day, in 1999, when they had the contest and it first started, I was a big advocate, big fan of Stallions. I liked Stallions a lot. You know, it's just so much you could do with that. I think Colt 45s, if you're not going to be canceled.
Come on.
Yeah, it was a good nickname.
Colt 45s.
It was a good nickname.
Come on. Yeah. We got to move past that. By the way, we've been hearing from Rusty Harden, and we'll hear from him in 14 minutes, going in-depth on the trade that was and then wasn't involving the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins last year with Deshaun Watson. Rusty Harden, he's on the attack.
He's back.
He's going on our sister station up there in Cleveland, 92.3 The Fan. Rusty Harden going to be on with Dustin Fox at 6 p.m.
All right. So he's kind of doing that premeditated stuff.
Rusty feeling that heat.
Yeah. He's on the attack.
Someone who doesn't want to play it in the public.
By the way, my dentist, who I'm seeing tomorrow, by the way, the big Baylor Bear, says Houston Drillers.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I like Drillers.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think he's just talking about, he's forecasting your dental treatment tomorrow.
Yeah, he's going to abuse me.
Money Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, what'd he do, fellas? Hey, I got a new name for the Texans. So the mascot is going to be a big inflatable Jack Easterby, and we're going to be called the Ass Clowns.
I'm telling you, like, seriously, he would call them the Crusaders or Warriors. Every private school has in their district a Warriors.
Look at the stuff that this guy's been retweeting lately.
Who's
like,
that?
It's all like... Easterby? Like he's like some sort of leader or something like that. Like there's something deep like to him. 10 things to be if you want to achieve greater success in life. Humble, hungry, honest, dedicated, selfless, loyal, passionate, accountable, hardworking, thankful.
What has he done to merit that? Here. I know he's done this.
He's got the title, but like he just retweets all these like leaders that are so respected and have done some. Belief is a complete advantage. Never close our lives to new ideas. It's easy to get caught up in complaining about everyone else is or isn't doing. Remember, you can't control their actions, but you can control your own. Here are 5 things to do instead of complain. Practice gratitude. Praise others. Focus on success. Let go. Pray and meditate.
I don't understand what qualifies him
it's
in football to be considered
silly,
a leader.
It's silly. The picking and choosing of what quotes to use, it's absolutely silly. We're rebranding the 3 teams in town. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Houston Terminators.
Why?
I don't quite get that.
Oh, this sounds pretty good to me.
Okay, that's fair. Hey, man. Go for it.
The Terminators. Does the Terminator travel well with time?
I never was a fan.
I never was either.
I think I watched it once.
Never liked it.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it was so popular. Terminator, yeah. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Doesn't travel well at all.
And
honestly.
I generally am open-minded to stuff like that. But
no, that's terrible. Like,
I'll be back.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Mm-hmm. You're on In the Loop.
Hey,
go
this
ahead.
Is Joel Osteen. I'd like to change the name of the Houston Texans to the Houston Osteens.
The Osteens.
We got that in the Loop Facebook page, too. The Osteens.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Leave Joel alone. Let him do his thing. He's taking enough of y'all's wrath, the slime balls.
What about the Saints?
There's 2.0. Already a Saints team.
2.0?
It can't be called the Saints.
The Halos? Jack would be down with the Halos.
No, you're copying now. That's copyright. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Yes, the Houston Slug.
Slug? Why Slug?
That's a bug, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why Slug?
I have no idea. You got to be more. It's got to be relatable or relevant.
Has there been a worse one than Figgy in this
yours?
Exercise?
Y'all are tied for last.
Which one?
The Woobies.
Woobie was worse than Slow Tip?
The Slow Tippers.
Slow Tippers.
Slow Tippers?
They're pretty close to each other.
No.
You call it some grown-ass man, some Woobies.
Exactly.
Come on, man. Let's come on, man.
Slow Tippers?
Exactly.
Come on.
Well, once at least I'm keeping it H-Town.
Keeping it H-Town.
You call it some grown-ass man, some Woobies.
You and T. Millie and Rick Kamla keeping it H-Town.
Keeping it
Shout
real.
Shout out to the H-Town. Goodness gracious. You're on
about
the
coach.
Go ahead.
The Houston Writers.
I think he's talking about some other kind
You're
of
You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
The Houston Mariners makes more sense than the Seattle Mariners.
About the same. They have a lot of big fishing industry up there.
You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Joel Osteen got the name wrong. It should be the Houston Defenders the way he defended the doors of that church after the hurricane.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to live down.
You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I should change the name of the Houston Texans to the Houston Easterbees.
Why did I do this? You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
The Houston Grinders.
You're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah,
I was going to do the In the Loop thing.
The what?
I wanted to do the In the Loop, like the name
thing.
Yeah,
you're on. You're on the air.
You're live, bro.
Oh, bro, that's crazy. How about the Houston Drank Sippers?
Purple
that's
drink.
That's better than that slow sip thing that Figgy did. You're on In the Loop.
That might get
Go
canceled.
Ahead.
Call them the Houston Honeybees.
The Honeybees?
Go ahead. You're on the air. Choke artist. All right. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead. You got the final suggestion.
How about the Screwston Foam Cups?
What in the world? Go ahead. You're on In the Loop. Save us from that one.
I think we should be called the Houston Gridlock because we're like that.
That's even
all
better
the time.
Than traffic.
The what?
The gridlock.
What does that mean?
Like when traffic is gridlocked. Like it's
never used that term in my
That's
life.
That's a New York thing.
Yeah, it is kind of New York, but still, it's not totally.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, canceling the teams and giving new names. Here on In the Loop. Coming up, the trade that was and then wasn't. Some in-depth stuff from Rusty Harden about a Deshaun Watson trade that nearly happened, then didn't, and why. Round the league next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.